Brothers are kindly requested to come forward. Inshallah, a few moments we'll be spending in a part of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In the Isha Salah, the Imam Sahib have recited a very beautiful ayat of the Quran Kareem. Fi buyutin azina Allah an turfa'a wa yuzkara fiha smuh yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asal. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to certain people who praise and glorify Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah has ordered that in the houses of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's name should be raised. And that is in the form of talking about Allah, talking about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, so that the azmat and the grandeur of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala come in our hearts, inshaAllah. MashaAllah, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal. And there are many, many programs where people are talking about the beautiful seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best day of this world was the day when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world. The entire world was illuminated and brightened with the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mankind was ever fortunate with the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. You and I, being the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are very, very fortunate. We can never imagine the extent of how fortunate we are to be the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi mentions, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, it was as though everything was brightened up. When there's a very great, profound personality comes in our midst, we feel everything has been brightened up. It is because our hearts brightened up. We feel positive. Our hearts are illuminated. So we feel everything around us is brightened. And when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, the Sahabi said it was as though everything in Medina Munawwara became dark. Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was the means of our brightness, used to inject positivity in the lives of the Sahaba. Sahaba used to take support with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone from the dunya. The only way for us now to be positive and to illuminate our hearts is to revive the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not physically present, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present among us with the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In a beautiful life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example for us. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those people who wish to meet Allah, who have yaqeen that they're going to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in akhirat, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And for those people who remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala abundantly. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Rasul gives you, whatever he tells you to do, do that. And what the Rasul told you not to do, it instructed you to abstain from that, abstain from that. In the short time that we have, let me just share one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least we go back home with that sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we perform our salah, whether it is the Far Salat, whether it is the Sunnah Salat, whether it is the Turakat Salat or whether it is the Four Rakat Salat, right at the ending, if it is the Turakat Salat, then in the second Rakat, if it is the Four Rakat Salat, then in the fourth Rakat. When we sit in the At-Tahiyyat, we would recite At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi wa Salawatu wa Tayyibat. Where we express our submission, subjugation to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, verbal submission, monetary submission, and physical submission, everything for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then, before making salam, we recite Durood Ibrahim. You can read Durood Ibrahim, long Durood, or even you can read it, the shorter one as well. But the purpose and objective of that is, that before making salam, we should make some dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We commence our salat, we said, Allahu Akbar, we glorified Allah. We prostrated before Allah, made ruku, made sajda, we praised, we glorified Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we created a nearness in our heart with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, after being so close to Allah, you go to a worldly person and you create an affinity with that person. You become close to that person. Ask that person anything after that. It is part of his generosity. He will just give you what you want, what you ask for. So why is it not we perform salat, we got so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and before completing our salah, why should we not present our needs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Just before making salam, that is the time of qubuliyat. That is the time you present your need to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We got very close to Allah. Take advantage of that opportunity and present our needs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala before completing our salam. We are the guest of Allah. Allah is our host. And now, when the time for us to present our need to Allah, why just make salam? Present our need to Allah. And why not? Allah will fulfill our need. The greatest need that we have is to have ourselves forgiven. Apart from worldly needs and our needs of the akhirat, the greatest need that every one of us have, you and I, is for us to be forgiven in the court of Allah. And the greatest sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when he taught Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now imagine, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi. It is our aqidah, our belief that Anbiya are ma'asub, they are free from sin, they don't commit sin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself advised Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when you perform your salah, before completing your salah, recite this dua. And try to inculcate this in our salah. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunub illa ant. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. The meaning of which is, oh my Allah, I have oppressed myself too much. Abundantly. And if you go deeper into it, we reflect on the different angles and dimensions of our life, we know that how we have violated the laws of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in this, before making salam, there's a confession of sins to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, I've oppressed myself too much. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And nobody can forgive sins but yourself. And this is the dua Nabi Sallallahu taught Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. Allah, I've committed sins. Allah, you forgive. The only one to forgive is yourself. Nabi Sallallahu taught this dua to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And this is a dua that we should inculcate in our salah. And don't just verbalize it, but also think upon the meaning of it. And say it with the real heart, asking, begging, beseeching Allah, Allah, you forgive. And if you got more time, if you did in a nafil salat, you can add other duas to it. In far salat, especially with the imam, you don't lengthen too much. Short salat, short dua, you make salam. But in your nafil salat, then you confine yourself to a shorter dua, but try to, in far salat, confine yourself in a shorter dua. But this is a recommended dua, Nabi Sallam told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Also, it was the habit of Nabi Sallam, after the far salat, you would make astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Nabi Sallam is masoom, free from sin. Yet Nabi Sallam used to make astaghfirullah. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, I make istighfar more than 100 times a day. One riwayat, 70 times a day. Nabi Sallam is free from sin. Why did he say this? Not for him, for you and I. And the great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every moment of our life, sometimes we say certain things, we conduct ourselves certain things, and we don't even realize that we are committing sins. And inculcate this sunnah, this habit of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, of making istighfar as much as possible. Yes, of course, it is advisable. In the beginning of the day, and at the ending of the day, say Sayyidul Istighfar. Try to learn it, memorize it. Get a written copy of Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa an khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayhi wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. This is Sayyidul Istighfar. It's called the master of istighfar, the greatest istighfar. So if some Rasulullah SAW mentioned anybody say this istighfar in the beginning of the day, should he pass away in that day, he is a shaheed. And if a person has to read the Sayyidul Istighfar at night, should he pass away at night before the following day, he's also a shaheed. From this, we understand what is the virtue, the fazilat of making istighfar. And it's an expression, admission of our weakness, shortcoming. And you make istighfar, you think of your weakness, you think of your shortcoming. Where would such a person then go and pride himself, arrogate himself, and talk big, great about himself? His making istighfar is an acknowledgement of his weaknesses. And that's the greatest form of a person making islah and reforming himself. When a person thinks nothing about himself, it is quick, that's the fastest way of ruhaniyat, the spirituality, getting close to Allah. But the moment a person thinks something about himself, that becomes an obstacle for between him and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. Say astaghfirullah, 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 day in, day out, because we make mistakes all the time. By making istighfar and make intention of our major sin, minor sin be forgiven, inshallah, through that, by before the end of the day, our sins will be forgiven. In the morning, our sins will be forgiven. Inculcate this habit, inshallah, we will die in this condition. We are allowed, grant us tawfiq of tawbatan nasuha. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.